Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
With the grand sound of the big band, we begin a new hour of all that jazz with the great trumpeter, big band leader, composer, arranger, and an educator, the great Gerald Wilson. Coming out of Los Angeles since the early 1940s, he was originally from Mississippi and then graduated from a technical high school in Detroit. Jazz was always his calling in life. He joined the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra in 1939. Then he went on to write for the legends, penning arrangements for cats like Duke Ellington, who was one of his inspirations, Sarah Vaughan, the great Ray Charles, Dizzy Gillespie, Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Nancy Wilson, and it goes on and on like a good book. While in L.A., he formed a band that recorded a series of signature recordings for the Pacific Jazz label. Many of Wilson's compositions exuded his love of the Spanish-Mexican themes. And his son-in-law, Shuggy Otis, and son Anthony Wilson are both guitarists very, very active in the jazz world. In his later years, he formed orchestras on the West and East Coast with stellar musicians. He was also a guest conductor for the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band, the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, Chicago Jazz Ensemble, and on, along with a gig with the BBC Big Band. He also hosted his very own jazz radio show in the 70s on the old jazz station in L.A. known as KBCA, and he taught at various institutions around his lovely town of L.A. He lived until the age of 96, and recently, in September of 2014, he left us, and oh, what a ride it was. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz legends and the world's only Jazz Hall of Fame, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you all of our jazz. This next one on the show might be one of the best we could get our hands on as we go right from the main course into dessert with the brilliant British jazz pianist George Shearing. Here's Swedish Pastry.
I never felt My best man is quitting me. Now he's gone for sure. He broke my heart, but I could slap his face just for letting another woman ease into my place. Now I'm got those blues on my mind. Sometimes I feel like living, and other times I feel like dying. Woke up this morning, the day was dawning, and my daddy, he wasn't about. That man's got something, always makes me shout. And he better hurry and get back before it all gives out. I'm happy, some because I'm snappy. A very few think that I'm got money. Lord, one daddy told me, Mama, you was built for speed. And if you put that all together, I've got everything a good woman needs. All over in Memphis, Tennessee, trying to find a man who could love and please me. I stopped down there, way down in New Orleans, and I found a man to love me like good old Sammy Green.
That was jazz and blues singer Louise Blue Lou Barker with the tune New Orleans Blues off a 2008 compilation disc called Sultry Divas.
Blue Lou?
Blue Lou.
Blue.
Yeah.
Like Linda Lou?
It's Blue L-U. But yeah, like Linda Lou.
Like Linda Lou. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. With a Louise right there in the front. And from the great city of New Orleans, she often sang and performed with her husband, Danny Barker, who was a regular all over the place in the New Orleans music scene. And in 1997, as poetic justice would have it, she was inducted into the Louisiana Blues Hall of Fame 1 year before she died in New Orleans at the age of 84. And as I said at the top of the hour, it was one hell of a ride. Here's yet another seasoned voice on Neon Jazz. This is the great Mabel Lee.
We go from Blue Lou to Mabel Lee.
That's right. And then we go right on into the Chicken Shack Shuffle.
As skibbling, scuffling, chicken shack shuffle up on Sugar Hill. There's a ripple and a ruffle in the chicken shack shuffle. You do it any way you will. You jump to the left, then you cross your legs and tip along like you're walking on eggs. Do anything but a pigeon wing. Strut like a rooster, but you gotta swing. That skiffle and scuffle and chick-tack shuffle up on Sugar Hill in Harlem, up on Sugar Hill. There's skiffle, scuffle, chicken shack shuffle up on Sugar Hill. There's a ripple and a ruffle, chicken shack shuffle. You do it any way you will. You
you jump to the left, then you cross your legs and tip along like you're walking on eggs. Do anything but a pigeon wing. Strut like a rooster, but you gotta swing. At the kiffle and scuffle, jing jack shuffle. Up on Sugar Hill in Harlem. Up on Sugar Hill.
Everybody, this is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. About time, we may never make a dime, but I know it's all right when you're holding me tight. Feel the earth rock, we're stopping the clock. When you're away, I'm a study in blue, and I dream all the day of the magic of you. When you're back in my arms, forget about time. We may lose another year every time you appear. I'll be locking the door, you'll be begging for more. We'll be stopping the clock. When you're back in my arms, forget about time. We may lose another year every time you appear. I'll be locking the door, you'll be begging for more. We'll be stopping the clock. We'll be stopping the clock.
we'll be stopping the clock.
That was the jazz vocal team, husband and wife, Jackie and Roy, with the tune Stopping the Clock off a 2011 Essential Collection album. So Jackie Kane and Roy joined forces in 1946, and in 1996, they celebrated their 50th anniversary as a vocal duo. Jackie and Roy's stint with Charlie Ventura's band in 48 and 49 officially etched their star in that proverbial jazz world. From there, they would go on to take the world of music by storm, and as I said earlier on, 50-plus great years of performing for the people. Here's a cool little number next here on Neon Jazz. This is La Junior with the 2008 song called Gancho off the 17 Animales album. That right there, my friend, is what you call good old-fashioned modern improv jazz. That was just taking it from the cuff and rolling the sleeves up.
And just letting it happen. I was just commenting while that was playing that there's some jazz that I hear that just kind of restate, you know, the same thing, and then it's the same theme built upon improvisationally. Well, that's jazz. And then every now and again, there comes along a piece where you go, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And, you know, it just sort of gels. It happens. It catches your ear. It is somehow, and what we just heard there, I don't know how it affected you, but it's almost reminiscent to me of what the Bible talks about, the soul's groanings when words don't do it.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, if they're kind of a tribal thing going there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like having a strong cup of coffee during that David Lynch scene where you're like, what's going to happen? And no matter what happens, my foot's still tapping.
And not quite as foreboding as Twin Peaks, no.
Right. But kind of in that same vein. But yeah, that was a dandy. Those guys are good.
All right, next.
So if there was anything fitting that we should go from La Junior, let's go ahead and go right on into Walt Levinsky with those Limehouse Blues.
Thank you.
That was the cool big band and orchestral player, composer, arranger, and bandleader Walt Levinsky with the tune Limehouse Blues off the 2006 album In Concert as He Would Have Wanted to Be Remembered. Most of his big band gigs featured him as the lead alto sax, but his favorite instrument by far was the clarinet. His first real gig with a name band was with the Les Elgart Orchestra. Then, as a full-time professional, he replaced Buddy DeFranco in the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. From there, he went on and on making hit after jazz hit. Here's the man with so much soul, you probably shouldn't look straight into the records when you spin them. This is the great Bill Evans, live in New York City back in 1968, with the song, Here's That Rainy Day.
Thank you.
Jazz with Joe Dimino.
I'm Josh Dimino.
We'll be right back.
That was Canadian trombonist, pianist, and composer Hugh Fraser with the 1999 song called Scree-Bob. He got his mind moving around music at the age of 6 when he started banging on the drums. Then he added the trombone and piano into his instrumental arsenal. While residing in New York, Hugh contributed to the legendary jazz ensembles of Maynard Ferguson, Clifford Jordan, and Slide Hampton's world of trombones. These days, he is focused on international touring and making his several hundred compositions and recorded performances available through his publishing and recording companies. Hugh is a good guy and a great musician. With the three-bone shuffle via the La Locomotora, we move on. This off their 2008 album called Simply Originals.
We'll be right back. this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Demino.
With one steady roll, there's no slipping when he once takes hold. I looked at the clock and the clock struck one. I said, now daddy, ain't we got fun? He kept rocking with one steady roll. I say, my man rocks me with one steady roll. There's no slipping when he once takes hold. I looked at the clock and the clock struck three. I said, now, daddy, you're killing me. He kept rocking with one steady roll. My man rocks me with one steady roll. There's no slipping when he wants to. I said, now, daddy, you know a lot of tricks. He kept rocking with one steady roll. I say, my daddy rocks me with one steady roll. There's no slipping when he once takes hold. And the clock struck ten. I said, glory, amen. He kept rocking with one steady roll.
That was blues singer, recording artist, vaudevillian, entertainer, and actress Trixie Smith with the tune My Daddy Rocks Me. This Atlanta native attended Selma University in Alabama before moving to the Big Apple, where she was in minstrel shows and on the vaudevillian circuit before making her first recordings for the Black Swan label. She loved the stage, and we all dug her for that honest voice that could bring out the truth in anything she said. Whether jazz or blues, she left us at the age of 48 and 1943, and as I said earlier on today, again, this is another person that had one hell of a ride. With a cup of energy, here's the great Jay Orlando with the tune Lester Leaps In off the 2012 album Midnight in Brazil.
Thank you.
Again, that was the great Jay Orlando with Lester Leapson, and taking us away from this hour of jazz together is Van Alexander and his orchestra with Alexander Swing. And thank you for tuning in to one of America's funniest videos. Jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the unmasked superhero around these studio parts, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello there.
Like what you heard? We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
How's the grand sound of your headsets?
Oh, it's very, very nice.
Okay, we'll leave it set there. What were you saying?
Oh, I was saying something about that grand sound.
Would that include us?
That would include us. Yes, it would. And the sound coming through loud and clear.
Yeah, we don't need a screen for you. We need a great...
All right. Okay.
Neon Jazz.